This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Hello and welcome to Sounds Choral, a program that seeks to present the vast body of choral repertoire in a way that is intelligible, relevant, entertaining, and uplifting. I'm your host, Amanda Quist, Chair and Associate Professor of Conducting at Westminster Choir College. Today, we are going to enjoy one of the monuments of Western choral music, the Mozart Requiem in D minor. The recording that we're going to hear today was done by William Christie and his Les Arts Florissants. This ensemble plays on period instruments, and this particular performance is actually at the pitch level A equals 430. And if you aren't familiar with varying pitch levels, most orchestras for modern music play at A equals 440. A lot of Baroque music is performed at A equals 415, but classical period, Haydn and Mozart, is often played at 430 when played on period instruments. William Christie was an eminent harpsichordist, and in about 1979, he formed this ensemble. It's one of the world's most acclaimed ensembles performing Baroque and classical, vocal, and instrumental music. This recording was done in 1995. Featured performers on this recording are Natalie Stutzmann, Nathan Berg, Anna Maria Panzarella, and Christoph Prégardien. The Requiem in D minor is a Requiem Mass composed by Mozart. He finished it in 1791 in Vienna, but it was actually unfinished at his death. A completed version was finished by his student Zusmeier, but many scholars considered this completion to be subpar compared to what Mozart had already written and have attempted to complete it in their own way. There have been more than 18 attempts to complete Mozart's work. Some of the more famous completions are those by Franz Baeyer, H.C. Robbins Landon, and Robert Levin. The Robert Levin completion was actually performed by the Westminster Chapel Choir and Schola Cantorum last year with the Juilliard Orchestra in Lincoln Center. Today's performance that we will listen to is the completion that, again, most are probably familiar with, done by Franz Zusmeier, a student of Mozart's. Two things to listen for in this recording are, again, the fact that A is at 430, so while the opening movement is in D minor, it will sound slightly lower than an actual D sounding on the piano. The other thing to listen for is the use of Austro-Germanic Latin rather than the typical liturgical Latin. So words like requiem become requiem, and words like kyrie become kyrie. Let's listen now to the first movement of the Requiem, the introit, with the text Requiem Aeternam, Rest Eternal.
Thank you.
Today we are listening to the Mozart Requiem as performed by William Christie. We're about to listen to the Kyrie, which is arguably one of the most difficult movements of the Mozart Requiem for the performers. Set as a double fugue, juxtaposing the text Kyrie eleison against the Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison, meaning Lord have mercy, has a fugue subject that is set in slightly longer note values, and in this particular interpretation, with a short articulation and with some degree of accent. The Christe eleison is set with all 16th notes, and due to the tempo of this performance, comes across very, very quickly and feverishly. Christe eleison, of course, meaning Christ have mercy. The two subjects are set against each other. Let's listen to the Kyrie from the Mozart Requiem. We'll continue our listening to the Mozart Requiem today on Sounds Choral. We've just finished hearing the Kyrie, and we move on now to the sequence. This is probably the most dramatic of the texts found in the Requiem, and because of that, many composers have set these in ways that are very memorable. Verdi's setting of the Dies Irae, including the bass drum, and Mozart's setting of the Dies Irae found here. The text of the Dies Irae, the day of wrath, the day that the world will dissolve into ashes, David being witness along with the Sibyl, how great will be the quaking when the judge will come, investigating everything. Let's listen here to the Dies Irae as performed by William Christie and Les Arts Florissants. Thank you. If you are just joining us, we are listening today to the Mozart Requiem. We have begun the sequence of the Requiem text with the Dies Irae, and we move on now to the solo movement, the Tuba Mirum, beginning with baritone solo and then joined by the other quartet of soloists. The text means the trumpet, scattering a wondrous sound through the sepulchres of the regions, will summon all before the throne. Then the quartet of soloists joins with the text, Mors stupebit, death and nature will marvel when the creature will rise again to respond to the judge. The written book will be brought forth in which all is contained, from which the world shall be judged. When therefore the judge will sit, whatever lies hidden will appear. Nothing will remain unpunished. Let's listen to the Tuba Mirum as performed here by the soloists from William Christie's Les Arts Florissants. One of the most exciting movements of the Mozart Requiem to perform is the Rex Tremendae Majestatis, the text of which means King of Fearsome Majesty, who freely saves those who are to be saved. Save me, O Font of Mercy. Set for choir and orchestra, let's listen to the Rex Tremendae.
Thank you.
Today, we are listening to the Mozart Requiem. I am your host, Amanda Quist, from Westminster Choir College. We are to the Recordare Jesu Pie, midway through the sequence of the Requiem Mass, which is a text set for the four soloists in this particular performance. And the Recordare begins with alto and baritone duet. The text means, "Remember, merciful Jesus, that I am the cause of thy way, lest thou lose me in that day." Let's listen to the Recordare. We are nearing the end of the sequence of the Requiem Mass, the longest and most dramatic part of the text. We've come to the very famous Confutatis Maledictis, which has been performed by many, and it's a beautiful juxtaposition of the fiery setting of the men's voices against the very floaty and heavenly sound found in the female voices. The text of the first part of the movement, once the cursed have been silenced, sentenced to acrid flames, set in the tenors and basses, juxtaposed with the soprano and alto voices singing, call me with the blessed, voca me cum benedictis. Let's listen to the Confutatis Maledictis, which will be immediately followed by the Lacrimosa.
Thank you.
we are about to begin the offertory text, which is the Domine Jesu Christe Rex Gloriae. O Lord Jesus Christ, King of Glory, deliver the souls of all the faithful departed. The second part of the offertory text, the Ostias et Preces Tibi, will immediately follow. We offer to thee, O Lord, sacrifices and prayers.
Thank you.
shift now to the Sanctus prayer from the Ordinary of the Mass. Sanctus, 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 Dominus Deus Sabaoth. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. We are enjoying a performance of the Mozart Requiem, heard here from a 1995 recording by William Christie and Lézard Florissant. We shift now to the Benedictus, which is the second part of the Sanctus text. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest, set here for solo quartet.
Thank you.
just finished listening to the Sanctus and Benedictus of the Mozart Requiem. Let's move now to the Agnus Dei, as performed here by William Christie and Lézard Florissant. We finally come to the final movement of the Mozart Requiem, performed here by William Christie and Lézard Florissant. The music of this final movement is borrowed from the beginning. You'll hear the Lux Aeterna, followed by the Cum Sanctis Tuis, and you'll hear again the double fugue brought back from the earlier Kyrie in Christe. Let's enjoy these final movements, Lux Aeterna and Cum Sanctis Tuis.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. We've been listening to the Mozart Requiem as performed by William Christie and Les Arts Florissants, including performances by Anna Maria Panzarella, Natalie Stutzmann, Christophe Pré-Gardien, and Nathan Berg, found on the Erato label, recorded in 1995. Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network, David Ozenberg, producer. I'm your host, Amanda Quist, Chair and Associate Professor of Conducting at Westminster Choir College. You can listen to any recent Sounds Choral program by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on Classical and Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation in membership at our website. Thanks so much for listening. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org.